Welcome to Off Pie Skin, the podcast that takes you beyond the groomed trails and into the untamed wilderness of deep powder and alpine adventure. Whether you're just starting out or mastering steep chutes, we've got you covered. From avalanche safety and essential gear to advanced techniques and conquering extreme terrain, this is your ultimate guide to the off-piste lifestyle. So strap in, tune up, and join us for a wild ride into the world of off-piste skiing. Episode 13, High Speed Lines and Big Mountain Style. High speed off-piste skiing and big mountain lines offer a thrilling sense of freedom and challenge. In these situations, skiers must blend refined technique with strategic line selection, using natural terrain features to maintain flow while staying alert to potential hazards. This episode focuses on how to build stability at higher speeds, read expansive faces, and bring a smooth, dynamic style to big mountain descents. Maintaining control at increased velocity begins with a centered stance. Ankles, knees, and hips should remain slightly flexed, absorbing uneven terrain without jarring the upper body. Keep the torso quiet and oriented downhill, using measured, deliberate movements instead of large, sweeping actions. As speed climbs, skis respond to more subtle inputs, so a steady, intentional approach replaces any rapid or exaggerated shifts in weight. Line selection plays a central role in both safety and style. Before starting a descent, visually map out the slope or face to identify natural features such as ridges, ramps, and transition zones. Choose a path that connects these features in a fluid sequence, rather than pointing straight down the fall line with limited options for adjustment. Some slopes might allow wide, arcing turns, while others with cliffs or rock outcrops require a more direct but carefully planned path. Maintaining a flexible mindset helps in adapting the route if conditions appear different upon arrival. Speed management in big mountain scenarios hinges on turn shape and awareness. Wide, controlled arcs can moderate momentum on open faces without losing the exhilarating sense of flow. If conditions permit, a more direct line may be viable, but approach that choice with caution, ensuring you can handle the increased speed. Avoid abrupt or aggressive inputs. Quick, forceful turns at high velocity can lead to a loss of edge grip. Instead, apply pressure methodically, using the ski's natural side cut and your lower body movements to carve gracefully across the slope. Physical and mental endurance become more critical at higher speeds and on bigger terrain. Muscles must handle sustained force, and the mind must remain calm under the added pressure of exposure. Conserve energy by breathing steadily and staying relaxed, especially in the core and shoulders. If fatigue sets in, consider pausing in a safe spot to regroup before tackling the next section. Maintaining focus prevents small mistakes from escalating in high-consequence situations. Avalanche risk can be higher on large faces, where slabs have more room to form and can break across a wide area. Checking forecasts remains essential, as does being prepared to adjust plans if indicators suggest instability. If traveling in a group, ensure that spacing and safe zones are used wisely, preventing multiple skiers from being exposed to the same potential slide path at once. Confidence at speed never replaces the need for consistent safety protocols. When slope conditions and your skill set align, high-speed lines and big mountain skiing can be immensely rewarding. The sensation of arcing across wide expanses of untouched snow, leveraging natural terrain variations, and linking powerful turns is a defining aspect of freeride style. Achieving this level of fluidity while remaining in control is a testament to refined technique, practiced hazard assessment, and mental resilience. In the next episode, focus shifts to equipment tweaks and customizations for freeride. With the demands of speed and more challenging objectives in mind, refining bindings, skis, and boots can significantly enhance performance, comfort, and confidence in advanced off-piste conditions. Thanks for joining us on this ride through the world of off-piste skiing. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow powder enthusiasts. Until next time, stay safe, keep shredding, and never stop exploring the wild side of skiing.